We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Kenneth Robinson, and Miriam Margolyes in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we have two guests on the program this week playing against our two regulars. We welcome back Kenneth Robinson, and we welcome someone who's not played the game before, Miriam Margolyes. Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams have, of course, played the game more times than they care to remember, and they're all going to try and speak, if they can, for just a minute on the subject that I will give them, and try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. I almost forgot the rules after all these years. Clement Freud, let us begin with you, and the subject is hotchpotch. Will you tell us something on that in just a minute, starting now?
Hotchpotch is an alternative name for what in Lancashire is called hotpot, and it is in fact no more than a confection of meat, potatoes, gravy, and parsley. If you want to know exactly how to do it, and there doesn't seem much else that we can talk about in the remaining seconds of this
Kenneth
game.
Williams,
there are a lot of other things we can talk about. Oh, I have many things to say about it, so that's deviation, definitely deviation.
It wasn't, actually, because he wasn't deviating from the subject of hotchpotch. He keeps it, and a point for an incorrect challenge, and 42 seconds left, starting now.
A best or scrag end of neck is preferable, and in the way of tubers, I would suggest King Edward's or Stella Maris.
Deviation. This has nothing to do with what's on the card. Hotchpotch has nothing to do with cooking, and nobody's ever ordered a hotchpotch in a restaurant or in a house in their lives.
They have.
You be quiet. You be quiet.
You shut your mouth.
Be quiet.
They should never have had women on this program.
What a disgrace.
It's a woman here.
I should think so, too.
Yes. Well, I think I may have some support at last. We have a guest who doesn't like to have the chairman rattled by Kenneth Williams like
yes,
that.
Yes, you go on, dear. Yes, go on.
Thank you very much, Miriam. And Clement Freud will also continue with 35 seconds on hotchpotch, starting now.
Hotchpotch can also be a mess, just any disorganised, rumpled, crumpled, unregimented...
Like just a minute.
You be quiet, too.
Yes, I don't think it's in the rules of the game that the chairman is supposed to interrupt somebody.
Well, after 13 years, I suddenly wanted to. I've never done it before.
We're not here to satisfy your occasional whims.
Oh, I don't know.
You take your proclivities somewhere else.
Well, we've been putting up with your whims for so long.
If you looked it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, you'd be very likely to get a derivation.
Clement. There are 23 seconds.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I haven't stopped.
Oh. Well,
you
I did stop you by interrupting. I did interrupt you, which was very bad of
me. Well, let's give it to somebody else.
I've never done it before, but I suddenly felt devilish, as like the fellas do sometimes. There are 23 seconds on hotchpotch, starting now.
A mess.
Kenneth Robinson has challenged.
Two messes we've had.
Yes, you have. Yes. And there are 20 seconds for you, Kenneth, on the subject of hotchpotch, starting now.
Hotchpotch, of course, comes from the Russian spudge. It's really hot spudge.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid there was, Kenneth. It was such a.
No, it was
idea.
A hyphenated word, hot spudge.
Yes, but it did take some getting out, and so you hesitated. So
but
Kenneth
a hyphen would... has to be spelled.
Don't argue. The chairman's ruling
Kenneth
is fine.
Williams.
He's a very fine chairman. I mean, he's a wonderful man. He never interrupts people.
Kenneth.
When they're underway, you know, when they started to play the
Kenneth
game.
Kenneth Williams.
Very good.
Kenneth Williams, if you ever find...
You shut your mouth! Don't argue with me! I'm a regular!
To literature, you will realise that a hyphen takes some doing.
Well, now we've all got a little bit off our chest at the beginning of the show, and we've got the audience warmed up, because, after all, they're not used to Just a Minute.
I've still got a lot on my chest.
Well, if you have, I would keep it to yourself, Miriam.
Didn't say that last night.
Hello.
It's developing into quite a different show this week, isn't it? Perhaps we should have women on the programme. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge which you gave some time ago, and there are 15 seconds for you to talk on hotchpotch starting now.
Children love it. You throw the dice and jump, and it's hopscotch, really, you see, that they're playing. They often say hotchpotch instead, but of course we all know what they're really doing. It's jumping over the cracks in the pavement, you know. And many...
Clement Freud has challenge.
It's two you knows.
Yes. There are 2 seconds, Clement, on hot pot, starting now.
He always does that, doesn't he? Gets in on the last 2 seconds.
Well, when Ian Messiter blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and if you don't know it already, whoever is speaking at that moment gets the extra point. And once again, it was Clement Freud, and at the end of the first round, he's got a commanding lead. Kenneth, we'd like you to begin the second round, and the subject is why I am so well informed. With a face like that, you don't look well informed, Kenneth, so... He was making faces at the audience, listeners. Why I am so well informed, 60 seconds, starting now.
Because I have had the good fortune to mix with the erudite and the learned of this world. And as Emerson rightly remarked, we have as many...
And Miriam Margulies has challenged.
It's boring.
I think it's disgraceful.
Miriam, it freaks... It frequently is on just a minute.
And I'm insulted. I mean, that's insulting. That's really insulting. Yes, isn't it?
It's true, though.
I don't know how you're just sitting there taking it. I'm amazed you
haven't got up. Kenneth, I tried to be just and fair. It was a wrong challenge. You keep the subject. You have 47 seconds. Why I am so well informed, starting now.
It is a good thing to take a decent newspaper. That way you can keep abreast of current affairs. Of course, in the old days, I...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did say it before, I'm afraid. And...
say that. You don't know whether I did or not. You're just agreeing with it. I didn't say it, did I? There you are. The whole audience knows I didn't.
I'm not going to be intimidated by you and the audience. Clement Freud had a correct challenge. There are 36 seconds on why I am so well informed, Clement, starting now.
Principally, I'm so well informed because I read an extraordinarily large number of boring documents, which Miriam Margulies really ought to come and join me in the perusal of. Hansard.
Miriam Margulies.
Bad grammar. You ended your sentence with a preposition.
So yes, deviation.
Yes,
of
deviation,
grammar.
Deviation.
Yes, what
yes.
A very nice challenge. So, Miriam, you have the subject. There are 24 seconds. And she didn't want the subject, she just wanted to interrupt all the time. That was it. But anyway, Miriam, let's hear from you trying to talk in just a minute now. 24 seconds.
Glamour.
And the subject is why I am so well informed, starting now.
I am so well informed partly because I was born in Oxford and I went to Cambridge, and I think I'm the only person here who has the benefit of a university degree.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation, how can you be partly born in Oxford?
No. I was born partly in Oxford, but I went to Cambridge to be educated, you see.
But you did say you were partly born in Oxford.
In that case, I have to...
Right, your residence was on the boundary. Yes. That's right, halfway between Oxford and Berkshire.
Miriam Margulies keeps the subject. There are 14 seconds on why I'm so well informed, starting now.
I went to an absolutely marvellous school, the Oxford Girls' High School, one of the...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of Oxford.
You can't have it often enough, you know.
Yes, there are 10 seconds, Clement, on why I'm so well informed, starting now.
I live very near Cambridge, which is one of the great universities, replete with colleges and students, lecturers, fellows, principals, masters and presidents of university establishments.
Clement's hushed tones of reverence brought such a hush from the audience, we wondered whether they were going to revive, but they did, fortunately, to clap him for speaking as the whistle went, gaining that extra point and increasing his lead at the end of that round. Kenneth Robinson, will you begin the next round, please? The subject is the Aldine Press, and will you tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now?
The Aldine Press was founded in the 15th century by a man called Aldus. He was an expert, hence the expression, don't contradict your Aldus. Aldus Mantusi, also known as Mazzini or Mantovani. He had three names and he used them whenever he felt like having a new one.
Miriam Margulies' challenge.
I'm sorry, I slipped so easily into Russian.
Miriam, what was your challenge?
Well, I hate a challenge, but I think he hesitated.
He more than hesitated. He completely dried up.
I hate to hesitate him because now I've got to do it, haven't I?
Yes. Miriam, there are 42 seconds on the Aldine Press, starting now.
I haven't got the faintest idea what the Aldine Press is, so I think I'll talk about another one that I have got, a rather...
Kenneth Robinson has challenged.
Deviation.
Yes. You talk about another one, you
deviated.
Quite right. Back you go.
35 and a half seconds on the Aldine Press. Back with you, Kenneth Robinson, starting now.
Yes, Aldous Marcuse was out to make books cheaper. He was assisted by his son later on, who then went and set up a printing press for the Pope, and his grandson then carried on the business. And it's almost impossible to make this subject anything but very boring. Perhaps I can tell you that they were a Roman family, they spoke Greek at home, and that one of the things that they succeeded in doing was inventing italics, those things that you use instead of putting a line underneath, and I think I'm going to run out of breath.
And Kenneth Williams, the challenge.
Well, I don't think that was boring. I think it was absolutely fascinating. And I think everyone here will agree that it was fascinating.
But nonetheless, you've challenged, Kenneth.
Especially that stuff about italics. I had no idea that was their invention.
Yes, well, don't let's have a philosophic discussion. What was your challenge?
No, I was simply saying that, contrary to what he said about being boring, he wasn't at all, and I, for one, delighted in that peroration.
And when he paused, you were the first to challenge.
Oh, well, I probably was trying to come in to help him out, so to speak.
Well, you have helped him out. You've got 10 seconds to talk about the Aldine Press, starting now.
Well, the Aldine Press unquestionably has won a place for itself in the annals of publishing, which everyone would if they had any kind of...
Miriam Margulies has challenged.
Distortion of vowel sounds.
Well, as he does it every week and has made a living out of it, I don't think we can...
I can't help that. I can't help that. It was true, wasn't it? Doesn't he distort vowel sounds? I mean, you can all hear how pure mine are. I mean, that's why I'm on the programme, to bring a bit of
after
distinction.
After some of your
this.
Previous remarks, I wouldn't talk about purity if I were you.
Didn't say that last night.
I think we should have women on the programme. Kenneth, I disagree with the challenge. You have 1 second on the Aldine Press, starting now.
Well, I think in the last analysis, one can...
So, in the last analysis, Kenneth spoke as the whistle went. Kenneth Williams did, got the extra point for speaking when the, for doing so doing when the whistle went, and he's...
You are making a mess of it, aren't you?
Yes, because I'm trying to read the clock and the figures and look at the next subject all
at
the same time.
Yes, it's so complicated, your job, isn't it? Oh, you should be on an higher salary, you should.
Well, would you like to write in for me? Kenneth, you're in second place at the end of that round. Miriam Margulies, will you take the next round, please? And the subject is Pluto. Will you tell us something about that subject in just a minute, starting now?
Pluto calls to mind three things, one of them concerned with astrology, the other concerned with astronomy, and the third, of course, is the king of the underworld. I don't mean the producer, but that wonderful personality who is famous for stealing Persephone. You all remember that, of course, from your history lessons, as indeed so do I. She was the very attractive girl. He couldn't resist her. We all know what it's like when we see somebody attractive. We cannot hold ourselves back. There we are.
Kenneth Robinson has challenged.
I think we had two attractives.
Yes, you did. That's right.
I did
say attractive, right, yes.
Aren't I sweet? I think you did. I think
that's right, you did, yes. But
have I made a mess of it? I mean, what will happen now?
You didn't say that last night. Kenneth Robinson, you have the subject, and there are 29 seconds left on Pluto, starting now.
Pluto is the subject I'm very sorry to have, because I can only repeat what has been said, that he was the...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, if he don't want it, let him give it to someone else and shut up.
Well, he might yet if he deviates from the subject, but he hadn't done so yet, so he keeps it and gets a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 24 seconds left, Kenneth Robinson, starting now.
He is certainly the god of the dead, which must give him quite a quiet time, I imagine. He is also that absurd...
Miriam Margulies.
A repetition of he.
Yes, he is also. That's right, the whole sentence. So Miriam's in with a good challenge, and there are 18 seconds left, Miriam. Pluto, starting now.
Pluto was rather a sexy little devil, and one of the things he did was to make love to a nymph called Mint. And his wife found out and trampled her into the ground, and that is why we get the name, which you don't need me to say, of course.
Kenneth Robinson.
I mustn't...
Slight hesitation.
Yes, there was a slight one there. She was trying to think of the name, yes. 4 seconds for you, Kenneth Robinson, on Pluto, starting now.
Pluto is also on...
Miriam Margulies.
I just felt like doing it.
Well, tit for tat, he did it to you and you got a point for that, so, Kenneth, you have 3 seconds on Pluto, starting now.
Pluto is also a planet, I think the second largest, and it has no satellites.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of planet.
Yes.
Said it when he spoke earlier.
I'm afraid you said planet when you said it last time, so Clement Freud's got in with 1 second to go again. And... Well, they can all do it if they want to listen as carefully as that. Starting now.
Walt Disney.
Kenneth Robinson challenge.
A slight pause?
No, of course not. Carter Second, starting now.
Mickey Mouse.
A lot of points were scored in that round, thank goodness, because Miriam Margulies, our guest for the first time on the show, has got a lot of points, and she's still, alas, in fourth place, but she's equal with Kenneth Williams.
Oh, it's not fair! I'm not playing if I can't win.
Actually, I've noticed something. You're in third place, equal with Kenneth Williams.
That's better.
And he's played regularly. Only 2 points behind Kenneth Robinson, and only six behind our leader, Clement Freud, who's going to begin the next round. The subject, Clement, is My First Words. Just a minute, starting now.
Oddly enough, my first words didn't come until late in life. It is reputed that I waited some 58 seconds before I opened my mouth and said, I want...
Kenneth Robinson, chance.
A slight pause there.
I don't think there was a pause, no. Clement, you keep the subject to 47 and a half seconds. My first words, starting now.
Semolina pudding.
And the staff Kenneth Robinson.
A pause there, definitely. Hesitation.
Yes, yes. 45 seconds yes. with Kenneth Robinson. My first words, starting now.
My first words, as my mother told me, I spoke them at her knee, were,
I'm naked, my neighbour, and I'll sleep, and it's in a body, I don't want to sleep, but I don't know when they're going to pass in bed. Oh, of course, I could be a lady, but would my daddy come home with a gun? He won't be able to see what he's doing.
Baby.
Yes, I told you. Did he still die? Yes.
Oh, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Did you get up all the wind? Miriam, you challenged.
Yes, I just thought he was being a bit unfair.
No, he was repeating, so...
I haven't done that for 74,
He did repeat
years.
A lot of baby words there, and Miriam got in with 17 seconds left. My first words, Miriam, starting now.
My first words to my mother, as far as I can remember, were, how lovely to see you today, because she was born abroad, and I hadn't expected to find her at that point, and I think I better shut up, because I can't think of anything else to say.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, I've got hesitation there.
Yes.
Yes, I think you think you're
6 seconds,
right.
My first words starting now.
My first words in walking onto the stage were, the carriage awaits. And I did it with such a plan.
Kenneth Williams got the extra point, speaking as the whistle went. He is definitely in third place, but only one behind Kenneth Robinson, 2 ahead of Miriam Margulies, and our leader is still Clement Freud. But Kenneth, you're going to begin the next round, and the subject is Christopher Marlowe. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
He was a contemporary of Shakespeare, and indeed the latter used a line, a very beautiful one, of his in As You Like It, and paid the sort of generous tribute one expects from such a fountain of genius as that. He also led a life which many people thought dissolute, and the end, which was this terrible stabbing in a low tavern in Deptford, or was...
Miriam Margulies challenged.
Unfair to Deptford.
I'm sure it's unfair to Deptford, but it still happened. 26 seconds left. Christopher Marlowe, starting now.
He wrote these lovely lines, come live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove. Of hill and valley. Well, I can't go on because obviously you know this is not the place to recite.
Clement Freud has challenged.
I'd like him to go on.
So, Kenneth, you get another point for that challenge, and you do go on with 14 and a half seconds. Christopher Marlowe, starting now.
Perhaps his most famous play is, of course, Tamburlaine.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
I'm afraid so, yes. 11 seconds, Clement, on Christopher Marlowe, starting now.
It is thought by many scholars that the works of William Shakespeare were in fact written by Christopher Marlowe, something which I've never believed in, especially after having been...
Miriam Margolyes.
Wasn't there a slight pause there?
No,
just
not
the
even
teeniest,
a slight
weeniest one.
No, no.
Between
if we really, you know, gave decisions like that, you could never really speak, could you? 1 second ago, starting now.
He was known around town as Kit.
Clement Freud has increased his lead at the end of that round, and the others are in exactly the same position, and Kenneth Robinson is going to begin the next round. And the subject is Roman culture. Will you tell us something about that, Kenneth, in just a minute, starting now?
It's often thought that the Romans contributed nothing to culture, that they simply made roads and copied everything the Greeks did, but this is to ignore the famous Palace of Homilies, the gondola carvers, the Batory brothers, and where would Bridget Riley be today, I ask myself, and I ask the audience too, if it was not for Pisani, where would
answer?
David Hockney be?
Minnie Margulies has said.
I believe he said ask twice. Ask the audience and ask myself.
Where would they be?
Yes, I ask myself. Yes.
I'm awfully sorry, Kenneth, because I got quite fond of you in the last few moments. But...
You didn't say that to him last night.
Too busy.
Miriam, you have 41 seconds for the subject of Roman culture, starting now.
I'm absolutely mad about Italy, and particularly about Rome. And the culture there, of course, is wonderful. You can find palaces, art galleries, and all the panoply that goes with a country that provided a civilization that lasts even today. Of course, our language benefits tremendously from Roman culture. All the words we say, even the ones that you wouldn't expect, they still have the hints of Roman culture in them. The Greek culture, of course, was important too, but Roman and Romanism and all that it meant to us, that is what counts today. I find that if you really listen to what I'm saying, you might drop off after a while, but I'm going to continue anyway, because I know that somewhere at the back of it, that's something that really matters. And at last, I found it. It is that in Italy, there is the seeds of our cooking, and that, of course, is what I am interested in, cooking, as you can see from my side. Have I not enough time yet left to tell you about recipes and all the
no,
things
No, you've
that...
gone on for over a minute. I was absolutely wicked, Miriam. I took the whistle out of Ian Mester's mouth, which he keeps all through the show. And I pulled out his teeth as well, I'm afraid. But Miriam, you were away. You were actually speaking when the whistle should have gone, and you went for nearly 50 seconds without being interrupted until you said cooking twice. And that was fantastic, and the audience showed their appreciation, but you've only got 1 point, I'm afraid.
Oh, can't I have more than that? I'm a big girl.
No, you
I'm
can't,
eating for
because
two.
It's very, very close, and the competition is...
I see.
Wasn't referring to last night again. The... Miriam, you're going to begin the next round as well. And the subject is the contents of my handbag. Will you tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now?
How dare you ask me to reveal the contents of my handbag? I think that's the most appalling liberty I've ever heard. It's none of your business what's in my handbag. In fact, I don't have a handbag. I have a Pantechnicon, which I carry around and I park outside. I don't think it's anything to do with you what I carry with me. As a matter of fact, of course, I have a diary, and that is where your telephone number is, Nicholas, as I don't have to tell you. And I shall shortly be collecting it from all the other gentlemen in the audience, if they're very lucky. Another thing that should be in a woman's handbag is a penknife. Now, I find the Swiss Army knives quite exceptional. There's something for taking stones out of horses' hooves and something for taking horses out of stones' hooves. And if you haven't...
Kenneth Robinson has challenged.
Repetition of horses and
horses,
of stones.
Horses, hooves and stones, yes.
Yes, yes. And, quite right.
And that's perfectly right. So you do realise now that Miriam Margolyes doesn't receive money for appearing on the show. She gets telephone numbers instead. Kenneth, you came in there, and I'm afraid Miriam started before we could set the watch going, so we don't know how long she's been going, actually. So we'll estimate it was 40 seconds.
You see, that's what happens when men are in charge. Don't you agree with me, ladies? I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yes, the more light-hearted, easy approach to things, the less regimented idea of women at the helm. So, Miriam?
You wait for it, mate. We'll get there one day. Won't we, girl chaps? Won't we?
Will you be in the vanguard or the rear guard?
Tell you tonight.
Right, Kenneth Robinson, there are 20 seconds. The contents of my handbag starting now.
If I did have a handbag, then I would, in fact, put into it the things that I've just been taking out of my pocket, which include an advertisement showing...
Kenneth Williams,
the deviation. Chance. The card says that the card comes from a handbag, not what he's got out of his pockets.
Well, a very good challenge, Kenneth. So would you like to tell us about the contents of your handbag? And, it's the last subject, and it's about 10 seconds left, starting now.
I suppose the term could loosely be applied to a briefcase, which I have carried under my arm on several occasions to carry my scripts, and that thing which I rub on in the event of bad weather, over my lips, thank you.
Well, as I said a few moments ago, this would be the last round. I'm afraid we do have no more time, and so I will give you the final score. A great number of points were scored in this particular contest this week, and Miriam Margolyes, who was coming as a guest for the very first time, did very well. She spoke a great deal. She didn't get an awful lot of points. But she was great value, and I'm sure that we would love to have you back if you're free, if we do another series, Miriam. And she came in fourth place, but only just behind Kenneth Robinson, our other guest, who did very well on his return visit. He was only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, but Kenneth was 3 points behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and will want to tune in again at the same time next week when once again we take to the air and we play this delightful game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.